Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. This week we have a band that was one of the last few bands I actually had in studio, in person. Remember when that was a thing? Dusty Cubby. They have a brand new EP, a brand new single, sorry, with a B-side and a cover. It's called Fuzz Aldrin, Lost in Space. Dusty Cubby, the two Cades are with me now. We got Cade with a C and Cade with a K. What's up, guys?
Hello. The Gruesome Twosome is back.
Yeah. That's right. I've never heard it put that way, but I like it.
Under very different circumstances last year, were you guys, did you guys come up to promote anything or did you just come up to just hang out and play some tunes? I can't quite remember. It seems like so long ago and it really wasn't even that long ago.
I think we were promoting our EP at the time, right, Cade? We're promoting
I think it was our EP and I don't remember, had we done the... Yeah, okay. I think it was just the EP at that point.
Yeah, because I think the release show was coming up or like it just passed. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. And then you're probably just like talking about how you're going to play all these great shows in 2020 and, you know, this.
Yeah.
We were excited.
I remember like we were talking about like we were working on booking a tour and then like it never happens.
Yeah. Oh, well, next time.
Next time.
Yeah.
So these new songs, were these recorded during the lockdown and during the pandemic?
No, Kate and I actually took the reins on that. We basically like took this as a project to like learn how to record ourselves.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. We did the drums at Cornish.
Cool.
With two guys named Matt and Will, and I think we did six songs there, and then we kept three of them, and that's the EP or that's the single with the B side and the cover, and then the rest we just did at home.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Shout out to Matt, by the way. He plays in a really killer band called, I don't know if I can say it, maybe you might have to blur this out, but he plays in a band called The Bitch Fits that are really good.
We can say bitch.
Check them out. Okay.
If you ever listen to The Men's Room on the afternoon show, their whole thing is they say
whole habitual.
Oh, yeah. So this was, when was it recorded then? During what time frame?
Well, drums we did in like mid-February. And then the rest actually was during quarantine. It was like early mid quarantine.
Okay.
Was when we did it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. We did the drums in February and then I started doing guitar around like summertime and then we did bass and then we finished vocals around like September or October or something. This thing was like basically our baby this whole, all of 2020. That's like the only thing we really had to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's awesome that it's out. But first off, let's shout out the third Dusty Cubby. Let's shout him out, Danny, who's not on the call right now. Possibly we'll do a little run in. We'll see. But just wanted to shout him out.
Yeah, hopefully we can get him on later.
Shout out to Danny.
Shout out, Danny. I miss that dude a lot.
So are you guys able to do practice? Are you guys pretty strict with your bubbles? Or what's your situation now as far as getting together and playing? Or do you guys do it via Zoom? Or, you know, how do you guys operate?
It's funny you ask. We have not practiced since, like, October, right?
Okay.
Yeah, we got, like, two practices in maybe during all of quarantine. But...
Yeah, we
have just not. I think it's a combination of like places either like not having the time or us not having the time or just in general, like being in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Not the best case.
We are still in that. Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're doing that.
I feel like, you know, there's some bands that like some of the members live together, so it's just like so much easier. Or some of the bands, you know, they don't have day jobs where they could possibly, you know, spread it or something. And just everyone's in different situations, so you can't really have too many expectations, just blanket expectations for bands. It's just everyone, you know, I have some friends that are pretty liberal with it. And then I have some friends that, you know, they live with someone who's immunocompromised or so. It's just like everyone's got different situations. So that's why.
Totally.
Yeah.
How have you guys been able to stay busy, and I'll say stay sane, assuming that you are sane through this, but how have you been at least staying busy and staying, I guess, sane? And let's start with Cade with a K.
Okay. Well, I mean, me and Cade both have been doing the whole recording thing and like just learning, mixing, mastering, and like how the whole workflow goes.
Yeah.
Also school. I've been furloughed for most of quarantine.
Yeah.
But actually, like, end of last year in September, I got shot in this freak accident.
What?
So I wasn't really able to do much for like 2 or 3 months. So recuperating was also part of my quarantine.
Care to talk about that accident or no?
Sure. I mean, I was at work. I was taking the garbage out,
yeah.
And these two ladies got in a fight across the parking lot, and one of them shot, and then it hit me. And then I was just,
Jesus.
And then they took me to Harborview, and I was there, and it was, I got so much fentanyl. So that was cool, I guess. But that was probably the, I got to spend time with my mom. So those were two cool parts.
Where'd you get shot?
And my back, my like lower thorax, I think is what they
you are said. Very lucky, man. That's
yeah,
that's
Cade
crazy.
Got me too, so I also got that out of it, my skunk hat.
What, so when exactly were you shot?
September 1st.
Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, kind of a crazy end to the year.
Oh, so Cade with a C, got any cool stories like that?
I didn't.
Did you get stabbed or?
Thankfully, I haven't suffered any fatal injuries as Cade. Throughout this whole quarantine process, I've worked a few jobs. I was working at Starbucks for a little while before I got the job I currently have. I've also been partaking in some schoolwork. This last semester, I kind of took it off just because things were just getting so hectic. I just need some time off to adjust. Like Cade said, we've also been doing a lot of recording like outside of Dusty Cubby.
Nice.
Cade and I actually have like a little side project going on, I guess we call it. It's called Storm Breather.
Storm Breather.
It's like it's basically just like metalcore, but it's not none of it's like original songs, just like 90s pop songs adaptations.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on. We got a single coming out on our birthday. let's see what else. We actually have aside from like recording individual instruments, we've also been working on like getting like live streams together.
Oh, nice.
We've teamed up with Evan from Midnight Movie. Like when we have some downtime and we've quarantined, obviously, we'll go to his place and you know set up you know, all of our instruments and mic everything, and try to get a decent recording and mix it and eventually master it. We haven't done that, unfortunately, since like October, but that's another thing we've been working on. So hopefully, like, once things clear up, we can like do a live stream and like actually play the songs off the single, which I think would be really cool. Also, and then outside of that, just hang out with my girlfriend when I can.
I feel like at the end of this, and you guys are kind of, you know, perfect examples of this, is I feel like at the end of this, this time, for those of us who, you know, don't have responsibilities like taking care of kids and stuff like that, we have a little bit of time to, you know, learn new skills. And I think that at the end of this, we're all going to have a bunch of new skills kind of on our tool belts, like with video editing or, you know, recording or, you know, live sound or just something new to, you know, that we maybe wouldn't have had time or the commitment or the, yeah.
For the drive. Yeah. I totally get that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I've been really fortunate that we have the time to do this. Cause like, I've always wanted to like learn how to do this. Like actually, I mean, Kate's dabbled with it. I dabbled with it a little bit, on our debut town story. Mm-hmm. Like I kind of tried recording with that and it sounded terrible, but like, thankfully, you know, I had Aaron Lanfer master it. I had my buddy Skylar mix it. So yeah. It came out, but like, yeah, like it's been a growing process all throughout. And I feel really fortunate in that aspect.
So you guys both mentioned that you're doing school or, you know, Cade with a C, Katie Poo. You mentioned that you took a little bit of time off of that. But you know, you guys both have experience with online classes. Now I did only one online class ever throughout my college, years in college, and I hated it. How's it been for you guys? Cause I mean, it, more power to you if you can do it, but I just didn't have the, attention level, the ability to, you know, just turn off my distractions at home and focus. How have you guys been able to handle online classes?
Here, Kate, if you want to answer this first, I'll let you.
Sure. I used to do online school when I went to a community college, and I really liked it because it allowed me to stay out till 2 a.m. playing a show and then come back late and play a video game for an hour. And then I could wake up really late and just do school whenever I wanted. Right.
Yeah. On your time. Yeah.
And, you know, as long as I fit work in there, too, like it was all good. But now I just have all this free time and sometimes I get bored of doing the things that I like doing. So school is kind of like the fallback sometimes. It's a little weird to say that, but I mean, yeah, it's gotten easier the more online classes I've had to take, for sure.
Okay. You just get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cade with a C. How about you, man?
Similar to Cade, like I've taken online classes before. I've been doing it since like 20. Well, actually, I started taking online classes when I was a senior in high school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
In order for me to like get a proper half day, because like that was the cool thing in my high school. Like if you were a senior, you got a half day.
Yeah.
So like I would go home and then like take another class online and then go to work or whatever. But then like throughout community college, I did it as well. And then even more so after like I moved up here from Arizona. So it's something I'm just kind of used to. I really enjoy it because like similar to what Cade said, you can really do it on your own time.
Yeah.
And as far as like my concern is with school, like I find myself getting distracted like in the classroom with just like other people around me and whatnot and like maybe like whatever else. But like, I don't know, I kind of like hone in more on what I'm focusing on when I'm at home because I just feel more comfortable there. So it's kind of easier for me.
Fair enough. Well, you know, maybe I'm just a boomer and I'm so used to the old school and I just can't get used to you millennials and your new online, you know. I'm just kidding. Anyways, so again, if you're just listening right now and you're like, who is talking about school? What are they talking about? This is so weird. It's a band called Dusty Cubby and Blame It on Them. They have a new song called Fuzz Aldrin, Lost in Space. How about you guys intro it real quick? Because I'm too used to that. I want you guys to be the cheesy radio DJs. So why don't you do the job of introing Fuzz Aldrin?
Okay. Cade, I did it last time. Do you want to do it this time?
Do you want to do like the Disney Channel thing where they're like, hey, I'm Cade Sampson.
And I'm Cade Miller.
And this is Buzz Aldrin.
And yeah. Then you draw the Disney Channel logo.
Yeah. I did it on the whole.
Perfect.
There you go.
That was Fuzz Aldrin by Dusty Cubby here on the Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. Brand new song by Dusty Cubby. Like I said before, one of the last bands that I actually had in studio when we could get together. And I'm really looking forward to doing that again, but it's awesome that we can do this via Zoom. I've had a lot of really good conversations via Zoom, so I'm very thankful to Zoom. Not that I'm getting paid to say that, but I will just say Zoom is something that I think has had like 7,000% growth probably during the pandemic.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. That and like Google Beats has like been really popping off.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a Zoom guy personally. I'm not a big Google Beats fan.
Honestly, I think Zoom's my favorite too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mentioned something earlier, and I asked you guys what has been able to keep you sane during the pandemic. And I actually should have mentioned, I don't think you guys are sane because you guys have been binging Rock of Love, the Bret Michaels reality love game show, the VH1 show. So tell me a little bit about what led you to the Tunnel of Love, the Rock of Love. Because I watched it on its original run. Did you guys watch it back then, or are you just finding out about it right now?
Okay, I knew about it growing up, but my like every time I tried watching it, like my parents were like, "Turn that off, that's garbage." Like, turn on the basketball game or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, I didn't really get into it in my younger days. But I was talking to Kate. You didn't know about it, did you?
Well, no. I think we were talking about hair metal and how much I didn't like any hair metal, really. And you were like, "You should watch this show." And now I've seen 4 episodes.
It's been a long road. If I may, like, if I go on a little bit more about this, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, it started off with my girlfriend and I watching Love Island Australia earlier this year. We really latched onto that.
Yeah.
And then I eventually told Kate about it, and then we started watching Date My Mom. and then that eventually led to, let's see, after that, there was another show. It was a show on Netflix where, like, those people marry each other without meeting each other. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
I can't remember the name of it, but like it got to that, and then a couple more shows, and then eventually here we are at Rock of Love. It's something about that corny TV dating show. Like, I get off. I love it.
Which one's your favorite so far?
Honestly, I don't... I'm going to have to say Date My Mom, because that's the most outlandish one I've ever seen. It's ridiculous. Like, you got to go on dates with their mom in order to know the person.
There was one that you guys need to watch. It's not a dating show, but it is from the same era of trash VH1 reality shows. So once you're done, you need to watch this show called Hogan Knows Best. It's the Hulk Hogan family show where,
what? Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. It's a reality show about Hulk Hogan's family, and it's so trash.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Yeah.
You have to watch that.
Was that on VH1? Okay.
It was VH1. So.
So remember there was like a few channels that like used to air that. There was like A&E for a while, and I think like Spike TV maybe. I don't know. I can't remember.
We're going to watch that next.
Yes.
Yeah, it's on the list. It's going on.
Also, Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah. It's pretty big apparently still. So there you can always... that's where Cardi B kind of came from.
Really?
Yeah, she was this character on Love and Hip Hop before she became like a platinum selling rap artist. So,
no kidding.
Thank you, Love and Hip Hop.
Thank you.
The more you know.
So, pivoting, hard pivot. So we're gonna go into another song, and this is a single, or I'm sorry, this is a cover of a Blink 182 song, one of my favorite Blink 182 songs. And I got to ask you guys, what's your favorite Blink 182 song? Because, you know, this could be it, but I think my favorite overall is the song Man Overboard.
That's a classic.
What about you guys?
Well, Blink 182, okay, Kate is more of a Blink 182 connoisseur than I am, so I'll let him answer that one first.
Okay, yeah, Blink 182 was the second band after Weezer that I really latched onto.
Okay.
I know, like, every Blink 182 song before California. So I'm going to have to say Kaleidoscope on Neighborhoods.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Favorite. I love that riff so much.
I've never heard it. I got to check it out. I can't lie. I kind of fell off after Take Your Pants Off and Jacket. Not that they got any worse or anything like that. I never listened to it. So I'll have to check it out. What's it called? Kaleidoscope?
Kaleidoscope. It's on their 2011 album.
All right. Yeah. I'll check it out.
Neighborhoods, I feel like, is such an underrated album, personally.
Yeah.
It's got some riffs for sure. Personally, like, I didn't get into Blake, like, honestly, until I met Cade. Like, because, like, I mean, I grew up, like, a metalhead, so, like, yeah. Sabbath and, like, Priest are, like, my favorite bands, right?
Yeah.
So I met Cade, and then he showed me Dude Ranch, then I took off from there. But my favorite song, I'm going to have to say Aesthetia off of Untitled. I think that song is really cool.
That's an awesome song.
Yeah, I think, like, the cool, like, guitar spacey effects are cool, and then, like, the chorus riff is cool with the drum beat.
You know how they did they did the intro by using, I think they said, an old Fender, that the tubes were almost dead, and they were so close to dying that apparently they were glowing purple, and so they sounded really weird and fuzzy, and that was how they got the, like, in the intro.
That's cool. R.I.P. that amp, though. That.
Yeah, rip that amp.
Rip that amp.
So now that we're talking about Blink 182, are you guys fans of the Matt Skiba era? I'm a big Alkaline Trio fan. I love Alkaline Trio, but I don't really know. Does he contribute to that band as far as songwriting, or is he more so just like a hired gun?
Here's my thoughts on Matt Skiba.
Ouch.
Not a fan, huh?
Can't be trash JK. Talking
I don't know much about Matt Skiba. But, like, I'm not a big fan of this company. So.
You're a Tom DeLong alien truther.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's right. 100%.
Tom is our boy.
Yeah. Looking forward to that new Angels and Airwaves album.
You think there'll be a reunion with the OG lineup?
I don't know.
I mean, my dream is after this pandemic, they'd say, you know what? We're going to put our troubles aside. We're going to come back because we've missed each other. And, if I can get that out of the pandemic, then I could die again.
And then Matt Skiba's like, awesome. What the
f-? Make him a four-piece. He can be the rhythm guitar.
He's like, you know what? That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, I saw it on a YouTube comment once.
And then they could get Scott as their second drummer?
Yeah. Oh, dude, bring Scott
back.
Oh,
my God. It's going to be like the Slipknot thing where they do the, like, two drummers on stage at one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen that Big Four video with, like, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax, and they play, like, Am I Evil?
Yeah,
and,
Diamond Head.
Like, Lars has the whole drum kit, but, like, everybody else just has a snare drum.
They just have to hit the one.
And they're, like, doing better than him? I you know, not to diss Scott, because he was killer, but I will say that Travis Barker does not need a backup. That guy is freaking insane.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
But... Yeah. Okay, now that we're talking about pop punk, thoughts on Machine Gun Kelly as a pop punker?
I do not like. Okay.
He has a song that I like.
Oh,
the one with Halsey?
Which song is it?
I don't remember what it's called. I know the album cover is pink, or, like, the single art is pink. All I know about it, and I heard it once, and I went, this is a guilty pleasure.
Because, like, he's typically, like, kind of a pop hip-hop artist, and he's
right.
His new album is, like, pop punk with 808s.
Right.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of what Blink-182's new stuff is times, it feels like.
Yeah. With Travis Barker being, like, a hip-hop producer, like, he kind of, like, sneaks that in there. And I will say he does it fairly well. Like, I'll give him credit for that. But personally, like, I'm not a big fan of that album, of the Machine Gun Kelly album. I think it's mainly just his vocals. Like, I think the songs, like, the instrumentals are really cool. But I think his vocals over it is just, they're not for me personally.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I don't blame you.
Three white guys talking about Machine Gun Kelly, the best podcast ever.
High five, guys.
Oh, no. That's not how we advertise this. All right, guys, we're going to go into the song Josie. This is a Blink-182 cover, and we'll be back with more with Dusty Cubby, Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.
My girlfriend takes me home when I'm too drunk to drive. And she- girlfriend likes you well, then yay, see. She's so smart and independent. I don't think she hates me. Quite happy, but since I know I need her. I wonder why there's not another guy that she prefer. And when I feel like giving up,
was the cover of Blink 182 by Dusty Cubby off their new single Fuzz Aldrin Lost in Space. You can find that on their Bandcamp. You can purchase that. All three songs are available now. Brand new stuff by Dusty Cubby that they worked on here during 2020. They said it was kind of the thing that really tethered them to creative, you know, keep their juices flowing. That sounded gross. During the pandemic. But it's out there now, so you can support them. Guys, what will you guys be looking forward to once we all get vaccinated and you know, back to a semblance of normalcy? You guys hoping to play some shows? Do some tours? What are you guys looking to do?
We're not playing any shows after we open up. I'm joking.
Fair enough.
We
break up. Yeah, why not?
You guys thought
we're gonna keep we're gonna keep the demand high and make people beg for a Dusty Cubby show. we're gonna try to hit the ground running as soon as we possibly can. I mean,
yeah,
what we wanted to do originally, but we couldn't. With things open back up, do more shows, do some shows again, rebook a tour possibly if we can make it work. And then in the meantime, before that, like we have another single we're working on right now.
Nice.
We'll have that in the works, and then maybe a couple other juicy things. We have some more merch. More merch we're working on.
Cool.
I don't know if you saw, we released like some Dark Throne shirts a little while ago.
I gotta get one of those.
We're working on an Ozzy shirt right now, like an early '80s Ozzy era shirt that I'm really stoked about.
Oh snap.
Yeah, doing some stuff. Shows. Kane, what about you? I've been rambling on for too long.
Oh, that's all right. It was a good ramble. So we got the three new songs that we're working on. I think we have one or two other songs that we kind of like, they're not recorded. They're not going to be out anytime soon, but we're working on some new music as well.
Yeah, okay. we're writing as well.
Yeah. And beyond that, I think it's just going to be shows and biz. Oh, actually, I do have something. We just put out a website.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Actually,
I was going to get to that.
What's the website?
I forgot to mention it. DustyCovey.com. Never guess it.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I made it. I made it myself.
Sweet, man.
It's,
so
it's live.
And that has links to everywhere that we can support you guys?
Yep, yeah. That is everything on it.
I really got to say, Kay did a darn good job on this website.
Thanks, Kay.
Yeah, he really put a meat and potatoes and the vegetables into it. So, like, good job. He made a meal out of it.
That's right. I made a squid burger meal.
Squid burger.
I like it. So, again, dustycubby.com. And I think that's kind of what I was going to ask is, how do we support you guys? And that probably is the way to do it. You know, that probably has your links to your Bandcamp and how we can support you guys. Do you guys have any shout outs or thank yous for anyone, or just any messages for anyone, you know, while we all stay home?
Yeah, I got one. Danny, you son of a bitch. No, I'm joking. I miss Danny. Long live Danny. I'm really sorry you couldn't make it on tonight.
That's all good.
Yeah. Kevin, thanks for having us again.
Like, you're welcome.
I really miss talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Just want to shout out to Ashley, you know. Brett Michaels, also
Brett Michaels shirts. Hairline,
Brett Michaels Hairline, Ed Hardy shirts.
Nice.
My true dog Ike on the cover, of course. That is my dog on the cover of the EP, of the single.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's it. Kata, after you.
Sure, I'll give a shout out to my mom and Jerry, who is her husband, and my sister Zoe. And I got two brothers, Will and Tyler, and then my dad and my stepmom, Serena, who are in a different country right now.
And you're going to go visit them.
Away from the virus. Yeah. I'm going to go visit them.
And bring COVID to them. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to try not to.
Knock on wood. I'm sorry, dude. Knock on wood. Bad, okay. Bad vibes.
I get it. I deserve it.
So we're going to go into the final song here, Everett Round 2. Is this a re-recorded version of Everett, or is this like a, yeah, why do you call it Round 2?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so the first version of Everett, I did all the instruments myself.
Mm-hmm.
I recorded that whole album virtually. I Dave Grohl'd the thing. But I felt, you know, when we played it live, it has such like a much more better feel, for lack of a better term. With Kay and Danny on it, and I just wanted to capture that the best we possibly could, and I think we did a pretty darn good job, Kay. If I say so, yeah. Given the circumstances, with us learning how to do everything, round two, the better round, personally, by my standard. But yeah, check it out.
Right on. It's Dusty Cubby here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions with Everett Round 2. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're very welcome.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.